There are going to be times in your Christian life when you won't understand what God is doing or why He is doing it. Times when life doesn't make sense and God doesn't make sense. I'm in a season like that right now, and it's sometimes difficult for me to trust that God is allowing all that's happening to me for my good. That's the truth of Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose." That's truth because that's God's word, and God does not lie. Hebrews 6:18. It is impossible for God to lie. So whatever I'm going through and whatever you're going through, even if it doesn't make sense, it's happening to me and it's happening to you for your good. God is sovereign over all of it, and He has a plan and a purpose for all of it. Nothing has caught Him off guard. Nothing has shaken Him. He has not abandoned me, nor has He abandoned you, because He has promised that He will never abandon His own. Hebrews 13:5. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God's got you. God's got your situation. We just got to trust Him. We got to trust that He knows what's best for us. That's faith. And remember, faith, real faith, my brothers, is a fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, the Apostle Paul told Pastor Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. This is what I want to dive into for this episode of the Grizz Podcast. Grizz is back behind the mic, so here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Yo, what's up, all my brothers from other mothers around the world? Today is Monday, November 30th, 2020, as I record this, and I'm coming at you from the Grizz Cave. Man, I have been back in the pit of pain and suffering for about 4 weeks now. I've had some sort of major flare-up with my chronic Lyme disease, and then I was also hit with a flare-up of, get this, a parasitic infection. That's right, a parasitic infection. Dude, I've been here before. I thought I was done with parasites. The evil little bastards have returned, and I hate them. I hate them. I'm going through some hardcore treatments to cleanse my body. I'm telling you, it ain't pretty. It ain't comfortable at all. Dude, Grizz has got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. You ever think about that? Dude, I got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. If you got a death problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. Yeah. Because seriously, no matter what happens to me, I'm not going to die and go to hell. That's the biggest problem of all. That's the biggest problem humanity has, is the reality that they are born into sin, they're sinners, they're lost, and they are heading to eternal torment and hell, and then they're going to end up eventually in the lake of fire in the book of Revelation. That's the very worst problem you have until grace, the grace of God, intervenes and He saves you. He rescues you from the domain of darkness and transfers you into the kingdom of light. Colossians 1, you know what I'm saying. Dude, I've been saved, but don't misunderstand salvation. In this life, dude, Grizz has got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. If you got a death problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. Hit me.
Yo,
Anyway, getting kind of crazy up in here. I need it. I got to decompress. I'm not kidding, man. I have been going through it, you guys. I know it may not sound like it right now. I'm having a bit of an up moment, and that's good. I need it. I have been unable to podcast like this and talk, just flow, like just free flow like this and think clearly for weeks, man. Weeks. Anyway, what's been going on in my head and what's been going on in my heart? In my journal this past week, I'm going to just share some stuff from it, man. Some verses that were sticking out. Psalm 81:7 has brought me much comfort. Dude, this is what it says. In distress you called and I delivered you. In distress you called and I delivered you. In distress you called and I, God, delivered you. Psalm 81:7. I threw that verse back at God. I said, I'm in distress again, and I'm calling on you again. So I need you to deliver me again. In distress you called, and I delivered you. Dude, I'm banking on that verse. I'm cashing in all chips. You know what I mean? Psalm 84, verses 10 through 11 has also brought me comfort. It says, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Talking about even just one day in the presence of God in heaven is better than a thousand days anywhere else with anyone else doing anything else. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Man, I've been thinking a lot about heaven. You do think a lot about heaven in the next life when you're not liking the life you're living here because it's that bad. And you're thinking, man, I just want to die and go to heaven. That's how bad I have felt at times. Maybe you've never been there. Eventually you will be there, okay, if you live long enough. Just trust me. It goes on. It says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Man, it's been dark, and I'm asking God, be my sun. I've been getting hit, and I'm like, Lord, I'm getting hit. Be my shield. Bestow your favor and your honor on Jason George. Don't withhold healing from me. Healing is a good thing. So it says, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So I'm asking him, don't withhold healing from me. Healing is a good thing. Don't withhold it from me, God. And God said, walk uprightly, Jason. Walk uprightly. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here's reality. Reality. Nothing, absolutely nothing happens to me, Jason George, apart from God knowing about it and allowing it. Absolutely nothing. Because God is sovereign over everything and everyone. The same is true in your life. Absolutely nothing happens to you apart from God knowing about it and allowing it. Let me say that again. The same is true in your life. Absolutely nothing happens to you apart from God knowing about it and Him allowing it. God has a definite plan and a purpose for your life. Where I cannot trace God's hand, I can always trust His heart. Charles Spurgeon. Where I cannot trace God's hand, I can always trust His heart. He knows what's best for me. He knows what is best for you. And obviously, right now, chronic pain and suffering are best for Jason George. I don't like it. It doesn't make me happy, but I don't have to like it. He is God. I'm not God. He is Lord over me. I am not Lord over him. And you know what else? He sees the big picture of my life and how it fits into his eternal plan. He sees the big picture of your life and how that fits into his eternal plan. I don't have that kind of vision to see the big picture. I'm not omniscient. I'm not eternal, but he is. Now, you guys know how much the Grizz loves coffee. I mean, just about every episode of the Grizz podcast, I'm sipping on some sort of coffee in the microphone, and I know that annoys some of you, but I don't even care. You got to get over it. Anyway, I'm a freaking coffee snob, and typically I'm all about Starbucks. And recently I gave Black Rifle Coffee a try, and I thought to myself, you know, it's not bad. But then, out of nowhere, my long-lost friend, Joe Shearer, he sent me a bag of this blend of coffee, this thing called Rove Coffee. I'm talking R-O-V-E, Rove. I'm actually drinking a cup of it right now as I record this, and I am officially hooked. Dude, no joke, no exaggeration. This is some awesome coffee. Legit. Dude, hands down, I would take this coffee every day of the week over Black Rifle Coffee. And I'm going to say it, dude. I never thought I'd say this. I'd take it over Starbucks. Never thought I'd say that. But today, my brothers, Grizz has seen the light. Let me tell you about Rove Coffee. They're a small batch artisan coffee roaster in the Missouri Ozarks. That's where I used to live, by the way. That's how I know Joe. Joe was a good friend, good mountain biking buddy, went to the same church, served in the same youth ministry. He told me about this new coffee business venture of his called Rove Coffee. And one thing I know about Joe is that if he does something, he's going to do it with excellence. And no doubt, that's what he's done with Rove Coffee. Anyway, as I was saying, Rove is a small batch artisan coffee roaster in the Missouri Ozarks, and they carefully select each coffee from various places around the world. From the moment their beans land on their doorstep to the moment it lands at yours, they pay special attention to every detail to make sure you receive an excellent handcrafted, fresh roasted bag every single time. Now, today, when I'm recording this, it's November 25th, 2020. And the bag of Rove Colombian coffee that I'm drinking right now, it was roasted on November 19th, 2020. They wrote the date of roasting on the bag. And then it was immediately put in the mail and delivered to the Grizz in like 2 days. These guys have done it, man. Rove Coffee is legit, my new favorite coffee. And now it is the official coffee of the Grizz podcast. I want you to give them a chance to prove it to you. Go to rovecoffee.com and use the promo code GRIZZIN during checkout, and you're going to get 20% off your very first order. And you know what else? You're supporting another member of the Grizz tribe, a brother from another mother. You could order some for your church, your men's group, your college group. Dude, they also provide wholesale coffee to coffee shops, restaurants, churches, offices, and they can even do private labels for you. How cool is that? Oh, and by the way, what does Rove stand for? Rove stands for this. This is their thing. A journey, the act of wandering. Their slogan is, experience great coffee wherever you rove. And dude, grizzly bears are always roving. So I'm down with the name. My brothers from other mothers, go to rovecoffee.com. Use the promo code GRIZZIN to get 20% off your first order. You're going to be glad you did. I'm telling you, it's good, good stuff. It's awesome. You know, when Joseph, you know, back in the Old Testament, book of Genesis, when Joseph was thrown into the pit by his own jealous brothers, he couldn't see the big picture. None of it made sense at the time. None of it felt good at the time. When his jealous brothers then pulled him out of the pit and sold him as a slave to the Ishmaelites who were traveling by, Joseph could not see the big picture then either. None of it made sense at that time. None of it felt good at that time. And then when the Ishmaelites took him to Egypt and then sold him as a slave to a man named Potiphar, again, he couldn't see the big picture. None of it made sense at the time. None of it felt good at the time. When Joseph started being successful under Potiphar and Potiphar promoted him. And then Potiphar's wife came on to him and tried to repeatedly have sex with him. And Joseph did the right thing each and every time. He did the godly thing each and every time. He fled sexual temptation every time. And then Potiphar's wife, she lied on him and said that he tried to rape her. And then what happened? Joseph was thrown into a nasty prison dungeon unjustly. He didn't deserve it. For 13 years, 13 years, 13 years in the dark dungeon for something he didn't even do, for doing what God wanted him to do, for being godly, pure. He's in a dungeon 13 years. He could not see the big picture. None of it made sense at the time. None of it felt good at the time. His life was not fair. At the time, all of it seemed like a total disaster, as if God had completely abandoned him. And we see the same sort of thing with what happened in the life of Job. He too could not see the big picture. None of it made sense to Job at the time. None of it felt good to Job at the time. His life was not fair. All of it seemed like a total disaster, as if God had completely abandoned him. I mean, the dude's own wife told him to just curse God and die. I mean, can you believe that? What kind of wife says that to a godly husband who's going through hell and back? Curse God and die.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dude, here's the deal. There are numerous examples like this throughout the pages of Scripture. I think of King David. I think of the weeping prophet Jeremiah. I think of the missionary trials that the Apostle Paul went through as he was, you know, out on mission, spreading the gospel, planting churches all over the known world during the first century. Listen to me, my brothers. God puts these godly examples of suffering in the pages of Scripture for those of us who are suffering, for those of us who can't make sense out of what is happening in our life, for those of us who can't make sense out of what God is doing or allowing. This is my life right now. This is the life of some of you right now. At first glance, from our limited human perspective, our current life situation, it doesn't make sense. It seems unfair. It seems like a complete disaster, as if God has abandoned us. But here's the deal. We have to remember this. We cannot see the end of our story. We cannot see the big picture right now. And this hit me the other day, man.
Drop!
That I've got really two options with what I'm going through. With this chronic Lyme disease and these co-infections and these parasites returning, man, what in the world is going on? And I'm telling you, I'm not complaining, but I want you to understand the depths of how dark and painful this is. I can't even function sometimes. I can't carry on conversations. The brain fog, the confusion, the chronic migraines are so bad sometimes. The stomach issues, the intestinal issues, man, I ain't trying to gross you out, but it has been so difficult. The flu-like feeling, like you have mono, malaise, like you just have no energy after a full night's sleep, where you're just like, God, I don't even want to live if this is my life. If this is how it's going to keep being, just take me home. I have literally prayed that many times. Just take me home if this is how it's going to be. Or you got to do something. You got to give me the grace, the strength, everything I need. You got to give me something. But I thought to myself, it comes down to two options, Jason. Two options. Option number one, give up, quit, wuss out, give God the middle finger, and walk away. Lose heart, just abandon the faith. There's option number one. And that option, it's there. You can do it. Go do it, Jason. Go live any other way you want. Go turn to any other God you want. Go turn to any other sources of comfort that you want with all that you're going through. That's option number one. Screw you, God. I'm walking away. But here's option number two. You order up and drink down a Vente Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 with a double shot of Job 13, 5, because you got a James 1, verses 2 through 4 as the cup holding it all together. Let me say that again, because, dude, I am in complete Grizz flow right now where I'm just on the attack. I am mauling Satan's lies that have been mentally coming at us. Dude, I need some raw musical joint right now as I lay this down. What I got? What I got? What I got? What I got? Here it is. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. There it is. Because you know what? If you got a death problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. Hit me! All right, here we go. As I said, I got two options as to how I can respond to what I'm going through, and so do you. I'm going to say it again. Option number one, I can just give up. I can quit. I can wuss out. I can give God the middle finger. Screw you, God, and walk away. I can lose heart. I can abandon the faith. I can go seek out some sort of comfort or pleasure in some kind of false gods or whatever else is out there. Or I can go with option number two. What's option number two? Well, you order up and you drink down a venti, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, with a double shot of Job 13, 5, because you got James 1, verses 2 through 4, as the cup holding it all together. What in the world are you talking about, Grizz? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps. Then you got a double shot of Job 13, 5 mixed in with that. You got to stir that in, which says, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Give me a double shot of that up in my vente, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And then, listen to me, man. You got to drink that down into the deepest depths of your soul. And you got to know that the cup that holds it all together, dude, there's this truth behind all of it that you just rest on. James 1, 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfected and completed, lacking in nothing. That's what God is up to. That's the cup that's holding it all together. That's why you got to drink down to the depths of your soul. A vente, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, with a double shot of Job 13, 5 mixed in. Those are your two options with all that you're going through right now. Those are my two options. All the painful, frustrating junk that doesn't make sense, the darkness I'm walking through, the anxiety that I have, that's another thing I failed to mention. My nervous system is so whacked up because of this disease. My serotonin levels and other dopamine and whatever else is going on. My vagal nerve is messed up. It triggers things where I go into fight or flight for no reason. I feel depressed sometimes, and I'm not sick because I'm depressed. I'm depressed because of my sickness. My sickness makes me feel that way, if that makes sense to you. Those are my two options. With all I'm going through, all this painful junk, again, I got to remind myself, and I'm reminding you, absolutely nothing happens to me apart from God knowing about it and God allowing it. Absolutely nothing. None of this has happened to me. None of it. Not one thing I'm going through and suffering through has happened apart from God knowing about it and allowing it. Absolutely nothing. Because I'm preaching to myself more than I'm preaching to you guys right now. And I'm sorry if all of a sudden the podcast turned into a fire and brimstone preaching session. God is so sovereign over every single thing. God is sovereign over every single person. The same is true in your life. Absolutely nothing happens to you apart from God knowing about it and allowing it. God has a plan. God has a purpose. Where I cannot trace His hand, I can always trust His heart. Where I cannot trace His hand, I can always trust His heart. I came across another really good quote. It's been written in my Bible for years. It's from pastor and author John Orderberg. Hang on a sec. Leg cramp. It says, sometimes faith is walking in the darkness and simply refusing to quit. Sometimes faith is just hanging on. The character of faith that allows us to be transformed by suffering and darkness is not doubt-free certainty. Rather, it is tenacious obedience. Let me read that again and try not to screw it up this time. Sometimes faith is walking in the darkness and simply refusing to quit. Sometimes faith is just hanging on. The character of faith that allows us to be transformed by suffering and darkness is not doubt-free certainty. Rather, it is tenacious obedience. I love that. Just walk in the darkness and refuse to quit. Just hang on. Just keep trusting God and obeying Him, even when absolutely nothing about what's happening in your life makes any sense, even when it's completely unfair, when it all seems like a complete disaster, as if God has abandoned you. Dude, just hang on. If you're in the darkness, you keep walking in the darkness. You refuse to quit. You just hang on. Just keep trusting God with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps. Have a Job mentality. Though He slay me, still I will trust in Him. That's what I'm talking about. A venti, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, with a double shot of Job 13, 5. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Let's take a break, come up for some air, and then we're going to dig into some more meat. Yo, my brothers, in case you didn't know, Christmas is right around the corner. And I know, dude, it can be really difficult to find a good gift for your wife or your mom. So let Grizz help you out this year. I got something really, really cool for you. My good friend Troy, who is an official member of the Grizz tribe, he's got a woodworking business called Hoth Custom Design out of Frederick, Maryland. Hoth Custom Design is a Christian-based, family-owned business. And what was Troy's weekend hobby has now turned into a full-time custom woodworking business. And I'm telling you, his work is outstanding. Troy uses beautiful exotic and domestic woods from local sources and meticulously designs items such as gorgeous cutting boards, cheese and meat boards, chess boards, custom shelving, patriotic and religious signs, or a custom sign for your business or your man cave. A few months ago, he made me a custom Grizz tribe sign out of a distressed cherry wood, and it is freaking beast. It's hanging in the Grizz cave right now. I'm looking at it. I love it. Seriously, just about anything you can dream up, Troy can make it, and he can make it well. Right now, for this Christmas season, Troy is offering the Grizz tribe 15% off any order. All you got to do is go to shophoth.com, 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 and use the promo code SHOPGRIZZ, all right? SHOPGRIZZ, all one word. I'll put a link in the show notes. I'll put a show in the link. You know what I mean? I'll do both. All right, anyway, check his stuff out. Order something for your wife or your mom. Or maybe a cool chessboard or some sort of patriotic sign for your dad or your son or your brother. And you know what? It's going to support a member of the Grizz tribe. It's going to support a brother from another mother, my man Troy. And you get 15% off by using the promo code SHOPGRIZZ. All right, dude, it's about 9 o'clock at night when I'm recording this, and I can't even believe I'm recording at 9 at night. Typically, I'm heading to bed right now because I ain't feeling right, but I'm having a good moment right now, so I'm going with it. Thank you, God, for a good moment. I could wake up tomorrow and feel like a wreck. That's how it goes. It's a freaking roller coaster, is up and down, but I'm having a good moment. So a couple months ago, I may have mentioned this before on the podcast. Forgive me. I got a jacked up memory. That's another thing with my issues, my cognitive issues as a result of neurological Lyme disease. Don't feel sorry for me. And I'm not pitying myself, not complaining. I'm just stating the facts, yo. This is what the Grizz is going through. You're going through something, something different, but you're going through something. My good friend Mike Greinke, he's going through something. So forgive me if I've already mentioned Mike Greinke on the podcast. That's what I was trying to say. But a few months ago, his wife Tammy, she's got this rare blood disease. I've known about it for years. She's had it, you know, and she has to go in and get treatments. It can get, you know, kind of rough. She gets her treatment. She's fine. She comes home. She recovers. Well, she was having a flare-up. She was also coming off of COVID. She had caught COVID, but she was doing well with it. She was recovering. She goes into the hospital, and everything's hitting. She's having her flare-up, the COVID. The doctors come in. Here come the nurses. Here comes the resident, you know, I'm almost a doctor, but not quite yet. And for some reason, the resident is the one assigned to giving Tammy the IV that's supposed to go in the vein in her neck or something. He doesn't put it in the vein. He hits an artery. It causes Tammy to have a stroke. Dude, it was so touch and go for a while. I didn't think she was going to make it at one point. I looked at my wife and I said, man, I don't know if she's going to live. That's how bad it was. Her husband, Mike, one of my best friends, we're on the phone talking. He's saying the same thing, man, pray. I don't know. I saw pictures of her. He would FaceTime, show me how she's doing, all the machines hooked up to her. And she looked like a train had hit her. It was horrible. I was like, oh my goodness, this is insane. Anyway, long story short, by the grace of God, God's working a miracle. Tammy's made major, major improvements, man. Just the other day, my wife and I were coming back from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. We spent the night over there together, and we were driving back, and I said, hey, let's talk to Tammy. And so we called Mike, and Mike said, I'm out hunting, so just FaceTime her. She's at home with my sister. My sister's watching out for us, so we FaceTimed her. And Tammy's actually out of the hospital. She's at home. She looks so much better. She's talking. She was able to stand up recently, but she still can't walk. The stroke is taking a toll. I can tell. I could tell by the way she talks, but she's functioning better. She's talking better. She's mentally doing better. I'm continuing to pray like so many people, thousands of people are praying for God to keep healing her, making improvements and all of this. And man, Tammy's going through it. This came out of nowhere. She doesn't know why. This doesn't make sense. It's like, God, why would you allow this to happen? This stupid resident comes in like, what? Nothing surprised God. Nothing caught God off guard. All of it. God is sovereign over all of it. God will work all of it together for good. Somehow, some way. But it's hard in the moment. And it's been hard on my good friend, Mike Greinke. It's been really hard. Because he's had to step up and man up like 99% of us here in the Grizz Tribe have never had to do. The things that he has done to be there for his wife through all of it, the time just sitting with her, helping her cognitively, helping her physically, the way he's had to just serve her and do things that some of you would be like, oh, that grosses me out. I would never do that for my wife. But you know what? He loves her and he's doing whatever it takes, man. He has hurt himself serving her. He has sacrificed continually. Financially, it has just been devastating upon them, what it's done. I don't hear him complain. He's just doing it, man. He has rough days. I try to encourage him. I try to send him motivational quotes, scripture. I tell him I'm praying for him. Sometimes I just listen. Sometimes I just text him back and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And I don't want to be one of those dudes that always sends you some kind of, you know, a Christian bumper sticker crap. I don't send that anyway. But I just tell him, I don't know what to say, but I'm here and I'm praying. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what to say sometimes. And a lot of things I'm like, what am I going to say to you that you don't already know? He's grounded spiritually. He's grounded in the Word. He knows. So Mike and I encourage each other back and forth. He encourages me with what I'm going through, with my pain and my suffering, and I try to encourage him back with what he's going through with his pain and his suffering. And what I'm getting at is, man, a couple weeks ago, he sends me this little devotional message from Charles Spurgeon. He knows I love Spurgeon. And out of all the things Mike has sent me over the last year, this one just stopped me in my tracks and rocked me. I was like, God, is this what you're doing in my life? Is this what you're really doing? Because I want to believe you're doing this. But sometimes I'm just like, whatever. I feel like you've forsaken me. Like you're not even answering my prayer. Like I feel like you don't even hear my prayers. I got to wrap it up. Let me read this to you. It's entitled The Best for You. And it starts out with a verse, Psalm 47:4. He chose our heritage for us. He chose our heritage for us. He, God, chose our heritage for us. Psalm 47:4. This is what Spurgeon says. Believer, if your inheritance is meager, you should be satisfied with your earthly portion, for you may rest assured that it is best for you. Unerring wisdom ordained your lot and selected for you the safest and best condition. When a ship of large tonnage is to be brought up a river that has a large sandbank, if someone should ask, why does the captain steer through the deep part of the channel and deviate so much from a straight line? His answer would be, because I could not get my ship into harbor at all if I did not keep to the deep channel. In the same way, you would run aground and suffer shipwreck if your divine captain, God, did not steer you into the depths of affliction where waves of trouble follow each other in quick succession. You know, some plants die if they have too much sunshine. It may be that you are planted where you get only a little sunshine, but you are put there by the loving farmer because only in that situation will you produce fruit unto perfection. That's James 1:1-4. Remember this. If any other condition had been better for you than the one in which you are, divine love would have put you there. Let me read that again. If any other condition had been better for you than the one in which you are right now, divine love would have put you there. You are placed by God in the most suitable circumstances. And if you could choose your lot, you would soon cry, Lord, choose my heritage for me, for by my self-will I am pierced through with many sorrows. So be content with the things you have, since the Lord has ordered all these things for your good. Take up your own daily cross. It is the burden best suited for your shoulder, and it's going to prove most effective to make you perfect in every good word and work to the glory of God. Busy self and proud impatience must be put down. It is not for them to choose, but for the Lord of love. And then it ends with a quote. Trials must and will befall, but with humble faith to see love inscribed upon them all, this is happiness to me. Trials must and will befall, but with humble faith to see love inscribed upon them all, this is happiness to me. Charles Spurgeon. Man, I had to go back and read that so many times. And I would just think and ponder it while I was out doing a paint job. I would just think and meditate on it. I'd be like, man, what did he say again? I'd look at it again. I printed this out and I put it in my Bible. I'm still going back to it. I'm just like, man, there's a way that I would want my life to go right now, and it's not going. I want to be out on the road doing what I was called to do, to be an itinerant evangelist and spread the gospel, lead people to Christ, especially now. Our country is a mess. Young people are a mess. Dude, I want to be bringing them to Christ. I want to be bringing the thunder. You know what I'm saying? The thunder. I want to bring it. I want to fight the forces of darkness by the power of God, and I want to make a difference. Dude, that's what I want to be doing. I want to be out teaching like I used to be. I want to be podcasting like never before. I want to be dropping content that is rocking dudes all around the world. I want to be doing that. I want to be more than any of that, a better husband. I want to be a better dad. I want to be doing more things with my kids. I want to be out doing kayaking with them. I want to be out hiking, climbing mountains with my son. I want to be in the garage working out with my son when he's deadlifting. I want to be deadlifting with him. He deadlifts more than me now. Boy, strong. I want to be out doing stuff with friends. I want to be more social. I want to be there and help more people. I want to mentor more people. I want to work hard. I want my home improvement paint business to be more successful. I want to make more money for my family, for the future, so I can give to more ministries, so I can do more things. That's another thing. I want to go back overseas. I want to be back in Nicaragua and Honduras. I want to be helping House of Hope with my friend April Haviland, helping get women and children, girls out of the sex trade and get them the gospel and get them set up with a place to live and food and how to start their own business. And I know COVID is preventing so much, man, but I also got this affliction going on right now. This thing I'm going through that doesn't make sense, that's keeping me from so much. All I can concentrate on many, many days and weeks and months is just trying to get my health better. And I'm like, this is not how I would do my life. I would get this out of my life so that I can be doing all these other things. That's what I would be doing. And God's like, listen, if I let you, this is what Spurgeon's saying, if I let you do it that way and you navigate the ship, and you try to take that path that seems all good and comfortable, Jason, you're going to suffer shipwreck. It's not the path. I got to take you, Jason, into the deep channels, because I'm not just worried about the here and now. There's a bigger picture. There's a bigger story going on that fits into my plan. And I'm going to take you safe into the harbor. I'm going to take you safely home. And when you're out in the deep channels, you're going to get beat by waves. They're going to beat your ship. But I'm the captain. Let me take the wheel and trust that I know what I'm doing. That's the best way. And I'm like, he also said, some plants can't get a lot of sunshine. It kills them. Spurgeon is just a master teacher, man. Dude, just his word pictures and stuff, man. Like, and so, Jason, you're not getting a lot of sunshine. It's a lot of dark days. But this is what's good for you. This is what's good in the long run. It doesn't make sense, though, God. I don't know why you're doing this. And then I think about Joseph. 13 years in the dungeon. In the dark dungeon. 13 years. God had a plan to save the world at that time. To warn everyone about the famine and prepare and stock up, so that people could have food, so that the nation of Israel could be preserved, which is where the Messiah came from. He came from the Jewish people, you know, specifically from the Davidic line. He's the line of the tribe of Judah. There was so much going on there, but none of it made sense at the time for Joseph. These are things God's been reminding me of. These are just things I want to remind you guys of. I want to stir you up. I hope in some way it does help guide you, encourage you, and equip you in your journey, climbing up the narrow and difficult trail, trying to be the man that God's called you to be, trying to live this manly life. Dude, it is a fight. Faith is a fight. I'm fighting the fight. You keep fighting the fight. Remember, we need God. We need his word. We need each other. Constantly. All right. Grizz is out. Thank you for listening. Please keep praying for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Far too kind.
Hey guys, I want to encourage you to sign up for Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability and Filtering. I've been a member of Covenant Eyes for well over 10 years, and it has helped me in my own fight for personal purity big time. As a man, you need to protect yourself and your family online. With a family account, each family member can have their own username, which can track all of that specific user's internet activity on their computer, smartphone, or other internet devices. For extra protection, you can add the Covenant Eyes filter at no extra cost. You can also install Covenant Eyes on all your devices, and there's no extra charge. Each week, you will receive a detailed email report of each user's internet activity. To personally guard myself, I have two of my friends receive a detailed email report of all of my internet activity that comes from my iPhone and my MacBook computer. If I uninstall or reinstall Covenant Eyes, they get notified of that as well. Just knowing that my two friends will see everywhere I go online, dude, that right there, it's been a game changer. I need it, and I won't go back to life without it. Guys, I've got a deal for you. You can sign up for Covenant Eyes and get the first 30 days completely free by just using the promo code GRIZZIN. That's right, GRIZZIN. GRIZZIN. After your 30 days are up, there's a small monthly fee. For individuals and couples, it's just $10.99 per month. For a family, it's just $14.99 per month. Most of you pay around that for your monthly subscription to Netflix. Guys, this is way more valuable than Netflix. So go to CovenantEyes.com and sign up today. And don't forget to use the promo code GRIZZIN for 30 days free.
You've been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.